Chapter 14, A Special Kind of NDE. The true value of a human being is determined primarily by the measure and the sense in which he has attained liberation from the self. Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955. When I was initially in the realm of the earthworm's eye view, I had no real center of consciousness. I didn't know who or what I was, or even if I was. I was simply there, a singular awareness in the midst of a soupy, dark, muddy nothingness that had no beginning and seemingly no end. Now, however, I knew. I understood that I was part of the divine and that nothing, absolutely nothing, could ever take that away. The false suspicion that we can somehow be separated from God is the root of every form of anxiety in the universe, and the cure for it, which I received partially within the gateway and completely within the core, was the knowledge that nothing can tear us from God, ever. This knowledge, and it remains the single most important thing I've ever learned, robbed the realm of the earthworm's eye view of its terror, and allowed me to see it for what it really was, a not entirely pleasant, but no doubt necessary, part of the cosmos. Many people have traveled to the realms I did, but strangely enough, most remembered their earthly identities while away from their earthly forms. They knew that they were John Smith or George Johnson or Sarah Brown. They never lost sight of the fact that they lived on Earth. They were aware that their living relatives were still there, waiting and hoping they would come back. They also, in many cases, met friends and relatives who had died before them, and in these cases, too, they recognized those people instantly. Many NDE subjects have reported engaging in life reviews, in which they saw their interactions with various people and their good or bad actions during the course of their lives. I experienced none of these events, and taken all together, they demonstrate the single most unusual aspect of my NDE. I was completely free of my bodily identity for all of it, so that any classic NDE occurrence that might have involved my remembering who I was on Earth was rigorously missing. To say that at that point in the proceedings I still had no idea who I was or where I'd come from sounds somewhat perplexing, I know. After all, how could I be learning all these stunningly complex and beautiful things? How could I see the girl next to me and the blossoming trees and waterfalls and villagers and still not know that it was I, Eben Alexander, who was the one experiencing them? How could I understand all that I did, yet not realize that on Earth I was a doctor, husband, and father? A person who was not seeing trees and rivers and clouds for the first time when I entered the gateway, but one who had seen more than his share of them as a child growing up in the very concrete and earthly locale of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. My best shot at an answer is to suggest that I was in a position similar to that of someone with partial but beneficial amnesia. That is, a person who has forgotten some key aspect about him or herself, but who benefits through having forgotten it, even if for only a short while. How did I gain from not remembering my earthly self? It allowed me to go deep into realms beyond the worldly without having to worry about what I was leaving behind. Throughout my entire time in those worlds, I was a soul with nothing to lose, no places to miss, no people to mourn. I had come from nowhere and had no history, so I fully accepted my circumstances, even the initial murk and mess of the realm of the earthworm's eye view, with equanimity. And because I so completely forgot my mortal identity, I was granted full access to the true cosmic being I really am, and we all are. Once again, in some ways my experience was analogous to a dream, in which you remember some things about yourself while forgetting other things completely. But again, this is only a partially useful analogy because, as I keep stressing, the gateway and the core were not remotely dreamlike, but ultra-real. As far from illusory as one can be. To use the word removed makes it sound as if the absence of my earthly memories while in the realm of the earthworm's eye view, the gateway, and the core, was in some manner intentional. I now suspect that this was the case. At the risk of oversimplifying, I was allowed to die harder and travel deeper than almost all NDE subjects before me. As arrogant as that might sound, my intentions are not. The rich literature on NDEs has proved crucial to understanding my own journey in coma. I can't claim to know why I had the experience I had, but I do know now, 3 years later, from reading other NDE literature, that the penetration of the higher worlds tends to be a gradual process and requires that the individual release his or her attachments to whatever level he or she is on before going higher or deeper. That was not a problem for me, because throughout my experience I had no earthly memories whatsoever, and the only pain and heartache I felt was when I had to return to Earth, where I'd begun.